Here we go. Here's a journey you don't want to miss, a journey that happens Thursday night. Let's go to bat for kids. What an opportunity to watch some priests and some media personalities, well, go at it together on the diamond, but there's a reason for this. Let's talk about Catholic Charities West Michigan, this annual event, and how certainly the our community can be involved and can help. New chief executive officer. First day was May 1st. I'll be careful on the tough questions for you, Kathleen Allen. Welcome to the morning show and to Catholic Charities.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being kind to me on my first radio.
Yeah, you know, well, you've been through all the interviews. You should know, you know, you should be able to answer that question, why should I care about Catholic Charities West Michigan, right?
I love Catholic Charities West Michigan. It's awesome organization. It's a organization that's got tremendous history in this community. It's got a dedicated staff, an awesome staff. And we've got a great board, and what makes the organization even more solid is that we have over 2,500 volunteers. And any organization that has 2,500 volunteers, you know it's awesome, because that's a lot of commitment from the community to give its free time. And so this is a great organization that cares.
Awesome. A nonprofit agency that is an outreach ministry of the Catholic Diocese of Grand Rapids, serving many, including the service that you provide, Kelly Arredondo.
Yes.
Arredondo, Senior Director of Child Welfare at Catholic Charities West Michigan. What is your job?
I oversee the foster care, adoption, licensing, pregnancy counseling division at Catholic Charities West Michigan throughout the diocese, the 11-county diocese. So this event specifically is to support our foster families, our relative caregivers, the ones that take these kids into their home, open up their home, open up their heart to give them either a temporary placement or a permanent placement. I joke and say that they are the ones that go to bat for these kids every single day. Last year we recognized a couple foster parents as our foster parents of the year, and this year we decided to recognize all of our foster parents because they all give and they all love and open up their homes. So we have about 150 foster parents through our agency. On any given day, we have about 250 kids in temporary placement, and we have about 50 other kids that need a permanent forever home. And so we're always looking to recruit and train new foster families because, as you can see, the need is very great. So we have a lot to be thankful for.
Right. And Kathleen, again, the Catholic Diocese of Grand Rapids serving this niche and more, food and pantry programs, senior companion programs, social justice initiatives, and more.
Yeah, so we have behavioral health, which is a very developed program. And behavioral health does counseling. It does substance abuse. And we also help those that are released from prison be successful in the community with therapy. We have family preservation, and family preservation helps with the entire family and it keeps it intact and keeps the family together before there's any problems. And if there is some concerns or problems, then that's what moves into the child welfare program. So all of our programs really intercept each other and help each dynamic of the household. And we also have, like you said before, a God's Kitchen and the baby pantries. We forget that we have baby pantries to help out. So the baby pantries also help out with the child welfare program. So if we have kids that need some things, you know, typically maybe a baby that's entering in the foster care system, so we have that available. And also just the family and family preservation, like diapers and food, you know, things that are very expensive. So we have that available.
And all of that takes funds. One of the ways that you are raising funds happens this Thursday. How are we going to beat these priests, ladies? I mean, how's the media going to beat the priests this day? It's going to take some heavy, heavy prayer.
It's been 30 years. this is our 30th event, and the Padres have been winning. So I think the media giants have to step it up a little bit.
Tell me the details for Thursday. What is this great event?
Well, it's on this Thursday, on June 15th. The gates open at 5:30. We have opening ceremonies begin at 6:30.
At the Whitecaps.
At the Whitecaps, yep. And it's a free event. It's a free event, but you do have to pay for your parking, which is $7. Yes. But hey, have mom and dad and grandma and fill that car up with all the kids and come on out for a free event, which is fun, and we're going to have good weather. So we're hoping, we're keeping our fingers crossed.
The priest on your side.
Definitely, definitely. And we're also having some other things that going on for the kids. It's on the counter door. We've got the face painting. We have a magician crafting balloons. We got photos with the Whitecaps team mascot, a bounce house. And we're also having a raffle. We're giving away two kayaks. And that's kayaks in Michigan during... We got great rivers and lakes, so that will be awesome. And also $500 in cash.
So you're just hooking us in always.
We want you to come out. We've had over 1,000 people in the past, so we want our numbers to go up. We want to have more fun, more kids, and more enjoyment.
Yes. And again, Kelly, this goes back to awareness and dollars gain for the agency's foster care and adoption programs. 500 at-risk kids were served in 11 Michigan counties last year?
Yes. Yes. As I stated, we really try and place children in their relative homes, if possible, when the kids need to be removed from their family home based on abuse or neglect. And if they are unable to be placed with relatives, we place with licensed foster families. Mm-hmm. All of them, the relatives, the foster families, if anybody has raised kids, it's not cheap. Mm-hmm. And they really do open up their hearts and their homes. And so money that is raised just helps us do some extra supports for families to have these children to provide for them, but also to give them opportunities that you and I would want give our own kids. Those extracurricular activities, the sports, the clothes, all
things
those type
that
of things
often are taken for granted. Who's your umpire this year?
We've got three of them.
Oh,
we've got Judge Smolinski.
Oh,
we've got Judge Gardner.
Oh,
and Judge Faber. We have three out there to keep everybody under control.
And the Padres are paying them how much? Oh, priests wouldn't do that. Well, it'll be a fun event, and like you say, lots of reasons to be there to have fun, but certainly reasons to support Catholic Charities. How else can we keep your program supported, Kelly?
Just ongoing support. We are always looking, again, for new foster families, so if there's any interest to get a hold of to go on our website, www.ccwestmi.org. We're always, there's not everybody wants to foster, but there are ways that they can support. So donating some money, donating supplies, diapers and wipes and shoes and sports equipment. So that it's just in any way that somebody feels the need to give to our agency, we're always accepting.
Make it happen. Your final words, Kathleen Allen, new chief executive officer.
We want everyone to come out and enjoy this event. It's a community event, and to see the success of these foster parents and these foster children, I think to see them smile and be happy and be out and enjoying themselves really shows the safetiness they feel and the love they feel through our organization. And I think that's inspiring, and it makes us feel like we've accomplished and we're doing something that's very successful for the community and giving back to the community.
Let's go to bat for kids 2017. It's this Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. Catholic Charities West Michigan. Be there. I've got to wipe off my left-handed glove. It's a little dusty. Thanks for your leadership, Kathleen and Kelly. See you Thursday.